99.1 FM Talk. We lead local talk. Here's Monica Jay on KKFT.
KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Today we're kind of looking at the Washoe County School District. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Also, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Log on to 991fmtalk.com and check out today's poll question. Do you think that Tracy Davis should be removed as the Washoe County School Superintendent? Yesterday's question, do you think Planned Parenthood should be unfunded? 95% said yes. And President Trump getting a big boost from the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals on that and pulling $60 million of your money, taxpayer money, pulling it out of Planned Parenthood. So it's a start, I guess. It is a start for now, but 95% of you say, or at least those voting, said yes, it needs to be pulled out. Let's get back to the discussion on Tracy Davis and should she be removed from the position of superintendent of the Washoe County School District. Board of Trustees approved her contract 2 years ago and continued on with an issue we already suspected that we were there. What is, I think, very disheartening for me, Paul. Paul White is my guest from Quality of Life Reno, and what is very disheartening to me is the fact that all of the applicants, all of the people running to replace the Board of Trustees at that time were running, or at least the Republican ones, were running on a platform of removing Tracy Davis, and now one of them says that he didn't run on that platform.
Andrew Cottle and Ellen Minetto both ran on that platform, and neither one has publicly said one word about it since they took office. If the board is smart on this situation, Monica, they're going to absolutely ignore, turn away from, drop the issue of did she, Tracy, leak this or that. They're going to fall back to the results are not what they want. They have the right to have the superintendent they want. Whatever the contractual agreement is, pay it off. Stop talking. Don't even drag on with this thing because it will absolutely, it's all in Tracy's favor with
people
this.
People want transparency. We want to know what happened. We want to know what happened with Pedro. We want to know what happened with Tracy. We want to know because guess what? We're going to have to pay for a lawsuit, and we're going to have to pay to buy out that contract.
Right, and the board just needs to say, oh, if they try to pursue cause for this, she says she leaked, she didn't. They're going down, the board. The thing the board needs to do is say, there's countless issues that don't seem right, and there's But we're not going to get distracted from the fact that we need a capable leader for our schools. We don't believe that's Tracy. We will pay her off in accordance with her contract and drop everything else. That's in the best interest. Can you imagine, Monica, if this goes on, what's the work environment like in relationship between them? The worst.
Yeah. And we know where we can get a raise for the teachers. Cut the administration and get somebody in there who'll do the job for $250,000.
Speaking of which, you know, where's the teachers' union? Where's their voice on this issue? And where are the teachers' voices?
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines and check in with Clay at 884-9910. Clay, what would you like to talk about?
Hey, Monica. So I kind of jumped in on this, and it sounds like you've already heard about what I was going to tell you. But, yeah, just that she was accused of leaking some information, and which is kind of interesting to me because the school district as well as her, you know, if you go back to the Galena High School football coach, who I thought was a great football coach, got fired from Galena after 1 year.
Yeah.
And now my understanding
is he's
in Spanish Springs. So how is it that he got fired from Galena? Because the superintendent, or this is my understanding, but the board and the superintendent have a say in the hiring and firing of the coaches. And, of course, they were hush-hush on that one as well. And they have been on everything. But I guess my thing, and I'd say get rid of her, but I guess we kind of need to take a step back a little bit and say, okay, well, if we look at a lot of things, in the world, and this is probably a really bad analogy, but the Iraq War, right? So we go in and we take out Saddam, and who do we replace him with? That would be my question, is who are we going to replace her with? And is that person any better than her? Because I've lived here in Nevada for 6 years, and I tell you, I've never seen a school district worse in my lifetime. And we moved from Utah, and I'll tell you, Utah schools aren't great either, but they're a far shot better than the ones here in Nevada. Now, I have both of my kids now. One goes to a private school, and the other goes to a charter school. And my oldest son, who plays football, transferred from the private school. He wanted to go to a public school for a year, so he went there for a semester, and I was just floored at the difference between the teachers' attitudes and just the school's attitude towards parents and everything else in the public school versus the private school. And I give you the private school, and I'm sure everyone knows which one I'm talking about, is a little bit snootier, but they actually care about their kids and the parents and what's going on, whereas the public school he went to couldn't have cared less at all.
Yeah.
I mean, and to me, I think leadership denotes the attitudes and everything that follows them, right? The teachers and everything. And, yeah, I just can't imagine being a teacher here in WashU. I mean, we're 47th
yeah.
or 49th. No, we're 49th, I believe, right, in the nation?
Yeah, and that's the sad thing is when teachers are upset, I hate to say it, but they do have a tendency to take it out on the kids. You know,
sure.
So then
yeah.
how are the kids being treated?
Well, then the teachers are afraid to speak up for being harassed because the superintendent will direct that harassment and the board allows it. And so it goes, Clay. What they need is, one, get rid of Tracy Davis. Two, open up the conversation to groups just like our foundation. One of the things we offer is a whole different premise to how to operate schools. And leadership in them. And basically you've got a failed system that was instituted about 140 years ago, and the whole premise of public schools, from how they enroll them to teach them to what they teach, how they teach, discipline, preparation for the future, it all needs an overhaul.
And what I'm concerned about, Clay, is the fact that I've already heard from a number of sources that the deputy superintendent, who is now acting superintendent, is just as bad and is yeah. not going to get us anywhere. So I think that should be one of your first rules, is you don't, you know, automatically hire a deputy superintendent to be the superintendent. They really need to be checked out as well. So, Clay, thank you so much for the call. Sorry, Clay. Let's go on to the phone lines and move on to Clint. Hi, Clint. What did you want to talk about?
Hi, Monica. How are you doing this morning?
Doing great.
I got a couple of things, you know, with this. One of your guys is that sent in the email and said that school is just a glorified babysitter. I mean, he's correct. I mean, we've got to not trust in our school districts, and we got to become more parents. I mean, back in the day when I was going to school, I mean, if I was falling behind in my grades, I mean, I'd get a whipping. I mean, just play, you know, plain and simple. And I understand that, you know, the whippings nowadays is, oh, and people go too far. But some of these kids, I mean, they need to have that extra discipline, you know, put in there. Now, with this Tracy Davis stuff, colored or not colored, it doesn't really matter. If they're not doing a good job and there's something wrong with them, get rid of them. You know, if we yeah. had a white person in there and they're not doing a good job, get rid of them too. But now here's the thing. If you want equal rights, people need to stop playing the race card. I mean, you know, I'm going to sue the district if I get, you know, because I'm black. Well, okay, so if a white person was in there and they got ixnayed, what leg do we have to stand on? So where's the white privilege in that? And I don't understand that kind of, you know, saying anyways, but I mean, so if you want equal rights in that kind of aspect, you know, stop playing the race card. You know, if you're not doing a good job, you're not doing a good job. You need to move on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and the schools out here in Silver Springs, they had a program called Watchdog. And the watchdogs, the dads come to school, or, you know, and if they don't have a dad, you know, any parents come to school, hang out with the kids, you know, sit inside the classrooms, listen to all that kind of stuff going on. And it fell kind of to the wayside. And we had a good, awesome principal out there. I don't know if I can say his name on the air, but I'm going to do it anyways because he's a really good guy, Mr. Giannotti.
Go ahead.
Mr. Giannotti.
Clint, was that an elementary school?
Yes. And Mr. Giannotti was awesome.
Your plan is great. What you need to do, do it at the at junior high and high school levels. That's where you'll see. That's where the train jumps the track.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the problem with the high school now, because they got the kids in the high school, is they have this thing called F clearinghouse. So all the kids that have Fs, right, they have to, like, bring their grades up. So now I remember in the day when if I didn't turn my homework in and I turned it in late, I couldn't get the same grades as the kids that put in their homework before me. If they got their stuff in on time, they got the actual grade, you know, A or whatever. So if I was late for my homework, then the highest I can get is, you know, a C. But now these kids are pushed to, okay, well, you can get the same grade as the kid that did his work on time. So what's telling our kids in the future, you know, okay, well, yeah, that guy's going to come across with his thing in the workforce, you know, fast, and he's getting his, you know, job done. Well, I can, like, relax because now I can get the same as him because everyone's attaboy trophy. You know,
don't get me started on everybody gets a trophy. This is the environment that we've created, Clint, that we can just kind of skate along. And I got to take a break here, Clint. Thank you so much for the call. And that's what I want to talk to you about in the next segment, Paul, is the fact that, like what Clint was saying, you know, we take bad teachers and we take bad principals and we don't do anything with them but move them to a different school. We'll be right back with Carolyn's email as well, and that's holding teachers accountable. Stick around. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. I've only got Paul for the next segment, but we'll keep it going on 99.1 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. Just a couple of quick emails. Monica, the teachers are not being held accountable either. I know a person that works at the school, and I've been told stories about how bad some teachers are. They don't follow a dress code. They do not get time and attendance paperwork turned in a timely manner. They are late, leave early, to name a few of the issues. They are not being held by the rules set in place as well. This should roll up the principal. The principal should be accountable to the school board and so forth and so on down the chain. And that's the sad thing, Paul, is, you know, we've seen a bad principal here, so rather than fire them, they move them to a different school. And I never understood that. But before we get into that topic, let's go to the phone lines. And we have a former Washoe County School District employee who would like to remain anonymous. So we will take that as a courtesy and do that. And thank you for joining us. What would you like to say?
Hi, Monica. How are you? Thank you for speaking with me.
I'm so glad you called. And Paul White and I are very interested in what you have to say.
Well, I have to tell you, I think that the problems at Washoe County are much bigger than just the superintendent or even the school board. The problems seem to trickle on down to the area superintendents as well as the principals. And the poor teachers really are at the mercy of the administration. They are threatened. They are bullied. When they speak up, Washoe County sweeps things under the rug. I think that parents in the community would be astounded to know the things that are swept under the rug. We have children bringing weapons to school, and they hide it based on who their parents are in the community. We have sexual discrimination and threats, and they hide it based on who their parents are, and often because they don't even want to call a parent. And I understand the frustrations of parents that they think teachers are not teaching, but teachers are actually, 95% of teachers are working very, very hard within the realm of what they have to work with. There is no discipline whatsoever in Washoe County. The students are running amok, even at the nicest of schools in the nicest of neighborhoods. Kids do not work. They do not have to turn in work, and they are automatically passed. Teachers are not allowed to fail students. Washoe County's trajectory is about increasing graduation rates in order for big businesses to move here. And it's all a facade from tip top to the very bottom.
Yeah, yes, ma'am, but let me, and I agree 100%, and let me tell you why this is. Our foundation, QOL Reno, sent 2,800 mailers out to the address of every teacher we could get in the county. We are teachers. We know these things you're saying are 100% true. And we told the teachers, here's an organization that will support you. Tell us the stories. Tell us these things so we can go public with this. And let's all take a stand that they're not going to be able to beat up on anybody in private. Will there be safety in numbers? So we sent out 2,800. We heard back from 8. Of those 8, 7 of the stories would curl your hair. 7 of the 8 totally unwilling to go public. And the only person willing to go public was a counselor who was unhappy with her counseling load, and that should be fixed, but it's not exactly the hot tip of the spear. And so there's just nowhere on record of great social injustices being corrected when the people who were in the middle of them were afraid to speak up.
Yeah.
And so, yes, let that one teacher who's got a kid doing something that's out of line, or administrator, let them contact their parents and say, I need you to come to the school board meeting with me, go to the media, come to our foundation. We back you up to the end of the world. Ultimately, it won't change until the parents pull their kids out of school and the teachers speak up, and then the board and the administrators would have no choice but to get in line.
Thank you so much for your phone call, and I just encourage everybody, just like the courage that you just took, to call and tell your stories and tell us what's really going on. And I have no problem, as long as you are speaking the truth, as long as this is something that, you know, you're not just going on to bash people, you can remain anonymous. That doesn't bother me at all. You just have to start giving the stories to people so they know that they are not alone, because you have a voice out there. You have a voice in Paul White with QOL. You have a voice in me. But we need to fix this problem. And it's not just, like she was saying, it's not just the superintendent. It's not just the board of trustees. We have to keep digging deeper. If you are a teacher, or if you are a principal, if you are one of the deputy superintendents, if you are not doing your job and need to be removed, then you need to be removed. Not just moved. You need to be out altogether. And I've had a couple of quick emails that people have been sending me. They'd be more than happy to do the job for under $100,000. I threw out $250,000.
I'll be a superintendent for a buck.
Yeah.
Hire me.
There are people who are serious about this getting done and getting fixed. But Paul, I have to tell you, I keep mentioning your name to city officials or to other reporters, and they just kind of roll their eyes Paul again. Why do you think that?
Well, the reason they do, Monica, is because I've got a real track record of changing things with people like them. And Reno is kind of, with their city hall and with their schools both, have had kind of a go-along-to-get-along policy for a long time. The community's kind of trusted the schools and the city hall. And with an armload of issues going on right now, the community's slowly waking up to the fact that this hasn't worked and has allowed a lot of things that aren't right to settle in. And so it's like the people who, for parents who want their kids to have a good education, for a community that wants their city to wisely and fairly spend their tax money and keep them safe and clean within the laws.
QOL
Reno's the best friend they got.
We are not. I'm the best friend they have. Not
you. And you.
Reno, Sparks, Washoe County as a whole, we are not that big to have issues like this. We are not. We're not L.A. We're not Clark County. We're small enough that we should be able to have transparency and take care of this issue. Paul, I know you got to go because you're also an educator. You know, you have your Stronghold Institute. So thank you so much for coming in and
my pleasure.
And letting people know that this is important. And July 1st, I guess we just have to wait until July 1st. And hopefully, if you've got the time, show up to that school board meeting. You know, that's the best thing that you can do is put it on your calendar, take the day off if you have to, but the kids deserve it.
Well, Monica, we're grateful, and I hope the community is too, to your show and to the station allowing you to have your show to speak out about these things. With no voice, then there's real trouble.
Yeah, I'm not making any friends. At least with the higher-ups. Paul White, QOL-Reno.org. You can find out more there. Right now, it's time for a quick Fox News and local news update. At KKFT, it's the Monica Jay Show on 99.1 FM Talk. Just to let you know, I am in a conversation with a friend who is trying to get Tracy Davis on the air. I don't know if this would be a turnout like it would be with how she appeared on Channel 4 with Joe, but I don't know. I'd like her to tell her side of the story. I'd like her to just talk to everybody. Be transparent. Be open. Be honest. She has the invitation out there. She knows, and someone is trying to facilitate it. You can always email me at monica@991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Go to our website. Do you think that Tracy Davis should be removed from office? I guess I should have put a few more names in there. As John points out, Katie Simon Holland is a career politician. That's true. You know, what wagon does she hook up to next? She's a lovely woman, but she is a career politician. Let's go back to the phone lines. I have my wonderful lady on the line who would like to remain anonymous. She worked in the Washoe County School District, and there's more issues than just what we've been talking about, but if we just talk about them, then nothing gets fixed. So let's continue our conversation. And being an employee of the district, I'd really like to know where you think the majority of the problems can be fixed. What do parents need to do to help fix these issues?
Hi, thank you. We do have issues that I really think parents could help with. And it's very difficult from a parent's point of view. I am a parent myself, and everybody loves their child and wants the best for their child. But when it comes mm-hmm. to accountability, parents are often very defensive of their children, and they want second, third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chances. So it's quite often that students are not doing what is required of them, and they are failing, and the parents want them passed. They want higher grades. They argue with the teachers. They battle with the teachers and berate them over the grades that are given, or earned, should I say, not given. And, you know, it matters to parents if their child can't play football or basketball because they don't have the grades. And so they just engage in such a battle with students or with teachers quite often. It's very hard on the teachers. They're very beat down. They're very abused. And in order, they try to grade and be appropriate. But even if a student is failing, teachers end up having to pass that child because administrators insist on it due to the overall graduation rates. So we have a falsified grading and education system. It is completely falsified.
Well, and that's interesting that you say that, because Katie Simon Holland, sorry about that, Katie, was just touting at the last meeting all of the exceptional numbers that were going on in the Washoe County School District. And now with what you're saying, I don't believe those numbers at all.
Those numbers are completely not accurate. This has been going on since Heath Morrison. The last three superintendents are placing their clout and esteem in graduation rate increases. All the while, we have kids leaving our high schools who go to college and cannot get through English or math 101 at the community college. They do not have the educational foundational skills to continue in these courses because there is no knowledge there because they are automatically passed and given grades. And the teachers are forced to do this. And that's why you have people afraid to speak up. They are terrified of losing their jobs or walking into a work environment for 185 days a year where they are bullied and harassed and they have children and a mortgage payment to make. It is a big full circle of people caught in a big ugly web.
It really sounds like it needs to be fixed from the ground up, and yet the only thing that I really hear people fighting for are like the SHARE programs. You know, we're more interested in talking about the sex education and where that's going rather than just the basics that kids need to survive. Who do you think is holding the main torch? Is it the deputy superintendents? Is it the principals? And did you ever see that while you were an educator, to see the bad teachers or the bad principals just be moved around? So that's their fix for a problem?
Absolutely. It does happen, and people question it, and no one understands it. It doesn't make any sense. It really doesn't. I don't know why bad teachers or bad principals are moved around somewhere. We have some kind of a networking of friends, but that networking is from the top all the way down to the bottom. I mean, that's why principals are putting pressure on their teachers to pass students. They are somehow being networked from the higher ups about graduation rates, about looking good to the public and their image. They're not really concerned about the students and what the students are leaving with as far as education is concerned. They just want to...
Well, I don't know if the question can be answered then, because I say, you know, who needs to start this ball rolling? Is it the parents going in and saying, hey, you know, the teachers need to do something? But it sounds like the parents are just as much of the problem.
Well, as a parent, when you get a report card in the mail, you believe that your children is doing well when they get A's and B's. And, you know, that is no fault to them. They are not aware of what is going on in the classroom. But classrooms are chaos. And there is discipline. There are discipline problems everywhere. Students are telling teachers where to go and using profanity. They refuse to work. We have constant students who are interrupting the learning of others and disruptions. So as hard as teachers try to get that curriculum across, we have no management and no discipline, even, like I said, in the very finest of schools. Because when students are sent to the office, they just get a little pep talk, and they're sent right back with a candy bar. Our administrators will not even call a parent and say, your child is misbehaving, because they do not want to have that conversation. They do not want that out in the public, and they do not want to say it to a parent. They refuse to call them.
Wow, I'm glad you reiterated that, because I thought Paul was joking when he said, you know, they get some popcorn or candy and then they're just sent back. I thought that was an exaggeration, but I guess
it is far from an exaggeration. And I can tell you, I had a student sexually harass students in my classroom, and I had 21 parents complain to school police, to the administration. They complained in email, they complained in writing. The children complained. It was horrendous, and the school swept it under the rug, and I was told never to speak to a student about it again. And I told my administrator that I would not do that, that I was hired to advocate for kids, and I would continue to do so until the day I left. They refused to do anything about this sexual harassment, and they wouldn't even call the child's parents. I eventually had to leave the district because I saw so much ugliness. And I left with a stellar review. I had perfect evaluations. And I really cared about students. And I am brokenhearted to see what happens in this district for students, for parents, and for teachers alike. We have a serious problem in Washoe County. It's very serious.
I am so sorry to hear that, because we need more people like you. And I really hope that I have to go on to another phone call. Bill's been waiting patiently. But I really hope you work with Paul over at QOL Reno, because that's so important to have voices like yours to stand up and say, yes, this is what's going on. It's not just an outsider coming in and seeing it. We're getting the actual facts from the inside as well. And we have to help these people just be able to have a voice. Please call back anytime. I appreciate you so much calling today. And we just have to keep this conversation going until more people start to wake up. You know, parents, hey, if your kids failed a class, don't blame the teacher. Maybe you should have a sit down with the kids. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Bill this morning. Hi, Bill. What would you like to talk about?
Hi, Monica. First of all, I would like to say I think we should make Paul White the superintendent. I really do.
If he'll do it for a dollar, I think we should do that, too.
Hey, let's put it this way. We could match old Tracy's salary, that's for sure. No, but the reason I called is that you hit on it a little bit. You said it's partly the fault of the parents. I think it all falls on the parents, because I don't have any kids in school right now. I'm too old for that now. But when I heard that they gave her an extension last time and a raise, when Nevada is just about at the bottom of the nation in that education. The parents should have been going down to the school board with pitchforks and gotten those jerks out of there. And that's another thing, Monica. How come the city council or somebody doesn't get a backbone and get involved in all of this? Because we're all in this together.
Yeah, we are all in this together, Bill, but nobody wants to rock the boat. Nobody wants to point it out, because
that's why we have to clone Mr. White, I think.
Well, yeah, I know. I think Paul is the perfect bulldog to go after this, but it just
you have to look
at everything that surrounds it, because it's the Washoe County, Board of Commissioners, it's the parents, it's the teachers.
Yep.
Because if nobody wants to rock the boat, again, it goes back to intimidation. It goes back to other people are getting rich. There are teachers out there that can't afford their houses or their apartments, but there are other administrators out there that can live, wherever they want and buy a dream home. We need to start at the top and work our way down and start getting just rid of people and not putting them in other positions.
Right. But also, Monica, the parents are doubly to blame for this, because, first of all, they should have been up in arms about Tracy Davis. And second of all, they should discipline their kids more. Because when I was a kid, Monica, I went to a Christian brother school, Catholic school. People talk about nuns. The nuns are nobody. These Christian brothers, they will beat the crap out of you. You are there to go on those school grounds, and you're there to learn. Not mess around, because they will beat the crap out of you. It happened to me, and you know what? I had it coming. I'm not going to cry about, well, he did this or they did that. No, I had it coming, So, if you do the crying, you do the time, as old Beretta used to say.
So and Bill, what's that old saying? The inmates are running the jailhouse now. The kids are running the schools, with this lack of discipline. We just had the school district lose a lawsuit because, a teacher, imagine that, was complaining about security for the kids and what was going on. And, mysteriously, she got punished. So, Bill, thank you so much for the call.
I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate that. talk lines are, well, I probably shouldn't give the talk lines because we got to wrap up the show. But if you've got one quick comment, 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. This is a serious issue, not just for the Washoe County School District, but for all the districts around, because you know kids are acting up like this all over the place, not just here. We'll talk more about it and wrap up the show at KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. One call if you need to get something out, 884-9910 or Monica at 991fmtalk.com. Go to 991fmtalk.com. Our poll question today: should Washoe County Superintendent Tracy Davis be relieved of her duties? Yesterday's question: are you good with Trump pulling funding from Planned Parenthood? 95% of you said yes. Should have been done a while ago. One of my favorite websites, if you go on to my site, I don't know if I have this one there. I have to go back and double check and put it on there if I don't. TransparentNevada.com, let's just run through for 2018, so this is last year. Tracy Davis, superintendent, $447,753. That was her total pay and benefits. Gentleman that was laid off, Chief Student Support Services. I have no idea what that even hell is. $205,482. Let's see, who else was fired? Chief of Staff, David Lasik, $196,953. You know, let's see, Coordinator 2, Budget Director, $179,000. Executive Director Options, $178,000. I'm going through a number of salaries here. This is just incredible. Just go in for the 2018 salaries and look at the Washoe County School District. They say they're open. You can look at all that they have. The Washoe County School District is so transparent, and they're really not. There are a lot of administrators here making exorbitant amounts of money in an area that just can't sustain it. Regular teachers who are the ones out there that are having to deal with the disruptive kids, they can't do anything about it. They can't help the students that want to learn. They put so much of their own money into their classrooms, into the students, with just even buying pencils and paper. This really concerns me. I mean, I'm trying to think of what a good six-figure salary is, and I tell you, I'm on page five now. Child and Family Services Director, Assistant Principal, we keep going. You know, could you imagine making $100,000? Let's see, Police Officer. Now I'm on page seven. There's like 30, 40 people on each page. Let's just jump forward, way forward. No, still not there yet. You can hear me clicking. Let's just jump to 11. Nope, we're still in six figures. Let's go to 14. Nope, page 14. We're all the way into page 14, and we're still on six figures. Let's jump to 16. Nope, still on six figures. What does that tell you? With benefits and everything like that,
Hey, Monica.
This is money that should be going to the kids.
Monica?
Yes, Jerry.
Can I help you out
yes.
here? This is just in your particular case, and with the money you make here, when you count six figures, you have to count the two zeros that come after the decimal. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, so that's all I have.
Okay, so eight figures. It took me all the way until page 20 on transparentnevada.com. Go take a look. You don't even know what half of these positions even are. I sure don't. We have a serious problem here, and someone needs to fix it. And if it's not you, then it's not going to happen. Thank you so much for joining me today. Send me an email at monica@991fmtalk.com. Be ready for the big superintendent's meeting on July 1st. Show up if you can and show your support. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Your voice is right here on KKFT 99.1 FM Talk.